AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia says the U.S. is trying to whip up hysterics at the United Nations about Ukraine. Russian troops are along the border. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says it's time to talk in an open setting about Ukraine.
This is not about antics. It's not about rhetoric. It's not about U.S. and Russia. What this is about is the peace and security of one of our member states.
A Kremlin spokesman says hysteria promoted by Washington triggers hysteria in Ukraine, where people are almost starting to pack their bags for the front line. Another coronavirus vaccine is getting full approval.
Moderna has announced that U.S. health regulators have granted full approval to its COVID-19 vaccine, a shot that's been given to tens of millions of Americans since its emergency authorization over a year ago. The action by the FDA means the agency has completed the same rigorous, time-consuming review of Moderna's shot as dozens of other long-established vaccines. The FDA granted full approval of Pfizer's shot last August. Johnson & Johnson has not yet applied for full approval of its shot. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Biden administration is issuing a guidebook to help officials know how to access the nearly $1 trillion made available by the bipartisan infrastructure deal. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson told President Biden they know how to build roads and bridges.
As you said, Gov, you know how to build roads and bridges. Well, we got a hell of a lot to build, and we're gonna build a bunch of them, and also clean water and ports and a whole range of things.
The prosecutor investigating whether Donald Trump and others broke the law by trying to pressure Georgia officials to overturn Joe Biden's presidential victory is asking the FBI for security help after the former president railed against prosecutors investigating him. This is AP News. The son and father convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery have reached a plea agreement that could avoid a federal hate crimes trial.
Ahmaud Arbery's parents are denouncing the plea deal and are calling on the judge to reject it. On Sunday, the Department of Justice notified the judge about its plea deal with Travis and Greg McMichael. The McMichaels armed themselves and chased Arbery, a black man, after spotting him running in their Georgia neighborhood in February of 2020. William Roddy Bryan joined the chase and recorded cell phone video of Travis McMichael shooting Arbery. All three men were convicted of murder in a state trial last fall. There was no mention of a plea deal for Bryan in the agreement filed late Sunday by prosecutors. I'm Rita Foley.
At least a half dozen historically black universities in five states and the District of Columbia have been responding to bomb threats today, with many of them locking down their campuses for a time. Some threats were to academic buildings. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.